From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. Alaska Governor Bill Walker has called the state legislature back for a second special session to begin at 1 p.m. today after failing to pass an operating budget. Without a budget, state government will shut down in 2 weeks. The House called it quits for the first special session last night after pushing through an operating budget on short notice. The Republican Minority Caucus strongly protested. This morning, the more conservative Senate adjourned without acting on the House's budget. Democratic Senator Berta Gardner got the last word in before Republican Senate President Pete Kelly gaveled out.
It's unacceptable to shut down without passing a budget, and we have to keep working at it. Thank you.
Thank you, madam. We are adjourned sine die.
House leaders said negotiations with the Senate were not going well and that legal deadlines to adopt a budget compelled their unorthodox route to passing a budget. The governor signed legislation yesterday paving a way for rideshare companies such as Uber and Lyft to operate in Alaska. The companies dispatch private cars to act as taxis through a smartphone app. Passengers are billed electronically, and private drivers receive a portion of the fare. But the new state law signed by the governor precludes local governments from regulating the companies except by ballot measure. The Alaska Municipal League, which represents local governments, lobbied against the bill. Executive Director Kathy Wasserman says the league has nothing against digital ride-hailing as a concept.
The issue is not them coming into town. The issue is them coming into town and having the legislature exempt them from any municipal local government ordinances. That we have a problem with. We should all be lucky enough to come into a town and say, yeah, I don't feel like playing by those rules. And so we get exempted. I mean, that's just not the way things work.
A delegation from Uber recently met with city officials to discuss concerns about congestion around cruise ship ports and the city-run airport. Uber's competitor Lyft is also talking to officials in Juneau. Here's spokesman Scott Coriel.
You know, we're constantly looking to work with city officials to make sure that we're operating in a way that's helpful to the city, but we also want to make sure that people have access to our service and are able to get to where they need to go.
Juneau's airport manager is also in discussions with both companies about imposing a surcharge on all pickups and drop-offs at the terminal. The public has another chance today to see what their tax dollars are being spent on. The Coast Guard's newest cutter for Alaska, the 154-foot Bailey Barco, will be open for public tours. The vessel officially entered service on Wednesday during a commissioning ceremony in Juneau.
Ship's company. Attend. Hook.
The public can tour the cutter Bailey Barco from 4 to 6 p.m. today at the intermediate vessel float on the downtown waterfront. Checking weather, widespread rain across downtown and the Mendenhall Valley, highs around 50, southeast winds to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, more rain with lows dipping into the mid-40s. That's all for me in the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Jacob Resnick.